And as always, Phil, you've arrived at the shrine, your favorite shrine, the Shrine of Shrines. And it's your favorite shrine because you don't have to perform, you don't have to do anything. You can settle amongst friends. Close your eyes and just surrender your experience moment by moment. Whatever you came in with, some of us came in with a big drama, possibly, or whatever. There's always drama in our lives. That's what life is. Amongst other things, but anyway, just feel that in the shrine you're like an actor that's finished her job and she's back home and she can let go of the costume, the character, the script. That's how we feel in the shrine. The thoughts, the sensations, the feelings, the sense perceptions, they're all part of the play of life that we need in order to participate. But in this moment, just let things be free to come and go. The character's resting, therefore can unwind. Don't have to hold yourself together. There's no danger. If you let your thoughts unravel, if you let your feelings do whatever they want, the world keeps doing whatever it wants, and you soon enough recognize that you're there, you're here. You awareness, presence. In the shrine, awareness becomes our shared altar. And we lay on this altar everything that we were feeling ourselves to be or thinking ourselves to be. But you don't have to do it forcefully. It happens simply because you want to. You want to touch your deeper identity, your deeper self. So don't make yourself surrender whatever experience is surfacing. See that your deepest interest or desire in this moment when you're in the shrine is for what lies behind experience. Or you could say what lies at the center of every experience. And in a way, as long as you keep your focus, your attention on experience, you can't really bask in yourself. You can't really rest in yourself as yourself. So give it a chance. Give this understanding a chance. Don't just flirt with it. Go for it. But the surrendering of experience is done carefully. Say you experience tension or resistance. You have to, before it's surrendered, it's welcomed, it's allowed, it's felt, it's tasted. But at some point you can taste or welcome the totality of your experience moment by moment. You don't need to focus. At some point you realize that every experience belongs to the great forest of experience. Every thought, every sensation, every breath, every tingling, every sound, sight, taste. It's all part of this great gesture of creation. So you don't have to be scrutinizing this experience or that experience. Simply allow experience in its totality, moment by moment. And let this totality of experience deliver you back to yourself, so to speak. Feel yourself as that which itself is not an experience. So I say feel yourself, but you can't. It's just a matter of speech. know yourself, that's more accurate. Right this moment. Know yourself, right this moment, as that which never appears on the radar of experience. I. Just know yourself. There's no need to go look for it. You won't find it. It's just what you are. And be open to the possibility that this I that you are doesn't share the same limits as experience. Just be open to that. We don't have to go off on a big reasoning to ascertain that. Just be open to it. That this presence that I am perhaps doesn't have a beginning and an end. Why not? And perhaps it doesn't have a defined shape. And perhaps it doesn't have a preference. Yet it knows preferences, it knows shapes, it knows beginnings, it knows ends. Just be open. You are open, you came. You keep coming back to these kinds of meetings. And when I say you are open, in fact, you are that openness itself. It is that openness in you that brings you to the shrine, to presence. It is the I that seeks the I. Having pretended to lose it. Feel the body now. Just innocent. No knowledge of the body, the direct flow, moment by moment. Because now we've established our position as openness, so the body has a chance, a bit more of a chance to surface freely. As you welcome the body, recognize that you don't live in a body, in a fixed body. Just simply recognize that and tell the body that it's welcome. Just like the sound of Ellen's voice. You don't have to tell the sound of Ellen's voice that it's welcome, but see that this voice is arising completely spontaneously in your presence. Same with the body. Give this body its birthright of wilderness, freedom. For no reason. Don't immediately translate the sensations or feelings of the body into ideas. Just feel. Feel the place where the body meets the earth. Surrender the weight of the legs, pelvis. Give the weight to the earth. And feel where your hands meet your knees, your left hand, your right hand. If they're not on your knees, place them on your knees and then just listen to the sensation. Can you give the weight of the hands to the contact of the knees? Can you feel the warmth of the hands, the palms? What does it want to do? Don't ask your mind, just listen. Feel the lower part of your lumbar region. And kind of penetrate into the lower part of your spine and feel gently, without doing it, just feel the possibility of an elongation of the spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. But I'm saying things. I'm in a way robbing the body of its freedom. But I have to say something, and I know the body. I know what it loves. You know it too. You made it. Feel the spine. Maybe. Gently. Flame-like. Growing. The legs, the feet, the hands melting into gravity. Maybe. But so much more going on. Let it be. Don't name it. Don't label. Don't judge. Delight. Feel your elbows. Two elbows. Your shoulders. Can you surrender your shoulders into your elbows? And let gravity take shoulders and elbows, hands, knees, earth. Yes, it's a surrendering. Yes, it is. Feel your eyes, feel your left eye. Just feel the defense, this tension. The right eye. Just welcoming the layers. Feel you go into the eye cavities. Just feel the eye cavities first, the best you can. Now feel the eyeballs. Maybe lift the eyeballs with your finger, with your tactile finger. Just palpate the eyeballs. Don't try too hard. My words are simply there to awaken sensation. Feel the left side of the brain. Just go there. You can do it. You just go in there with your tactile sense and listen. Left side of the brain. Top of the head. Right side of the brain. Listen, don't limit yourself within the skull. Feel you're the openness and you just listen. Listen to the waves of the brain. Let them ripple. Same with the sensations of the eyes. Feel that they're not confined in something limited. They can kind of expand out, reverberate out into the open space all around. What happened to the weight of the shoulders, the weight of the legs? Are you breathing? Feel the walls on the inside of your mouth. All the walls that make up the mouth. Just feel them, sense them, taste. Feel your tongue, the root of your tongue. Tip of your tongue where it's resting behind your teeth. Say hello for no reason. Hello, you're welcome. Keep establishing the true habitat of all these sensations as the openness that you are, this tactile openness. Even if it's difficult, unpleasant, welcome. Say yes. Be the yes. Be the effortless yes. Feel your ears, feel your left ear. Feel the entrance of the left ear canal and just go there with your tactile sense. Explore. Is there grasping? Is there resistance? Can you penetrate the left ear canal? Welcome the resistance or the tension rather in the ears. Feel the right ear. Caress it with your tactile sense. And then when it's ready, you go in there, just gently. You wait for it to yield to you. Sensing inside the right ear canal, what's living there, just curious, no agenda. It's like that with everything. When we go back to the eyes, and maybe I go too fast, you just go gently inside the left eye, but then you wait. You don't violate anything. You let it come to life because it feels the kindness, the benevolence of the tactile attention. And the right eye. And the shoulder. Whatever What happened to the weight of the pelvis of the legs? Take time, because there's no right or wrong. When I say what happened, I don't need a conclusion, a conclusive statement. I'm just curious in my own case. Let the breath be as it is and taste it. Does it have space? Where does it have space? Where does it not have space? First, explore your tummy, your abdomen. Is your abdomen allowed to expand with the in-breath? Are the muscles of your abdomen held down by some invisible agenda? Again, no, not too much thinking, just feeling. Quietly feeling, listening for sensations as if you were listening for the sound of little birds that are very rare, and you have to be very quiet to hope that you'll hear them. Allowing all the layers as you listen, all the layers that finally feel a bit safe to surface. You allow them. Is the breath allowed to move in the middle of the rib cage? Around the heart area? Is the rib cage moving with the in-breath? And with the out-breath? Don't make it, just listen. See, how would it be if it was allowed? How would the body feel if it was allowed to be as it's meant to be, which I don't know what that is. Feel the breath at the top of the torso, around the upper lungs and throat. Yes. Feel the whole body now. All the different sensations and localizations. Feel them as one global sensation. Take time to bring them together, all the parts of the body that we named. Gather them into one flow. You're the openness. Remember that you're the openness that gives its substance to the body. So feel the body, this one global sensation. Its substance is openness, in fact. Can you feel that in this moment? Evoke that. The quality of openness. Usually the body is defended because it's the envelope for me, and I better defend myself, protect myself. But right this moment, feel that I, presence, awareness, have no envelope, need no envelope. Constantly I shape and reshape myself, out of myself. Now feel the body again. You will feel the body of memory, the body of density, and just transform that sensation. Allow it to be made out of openness and to feel that it's made out of openness. And that it's fluid, the body, it's not static. Feel that. I mean, don't move the body right now, but just feel the liveliness of the body as it merges with the space beyond it, around it, under it. Let the breath bring more openness into the body, and with the in-breath, with the out-breath, you let the body go even more. Push the top of the head a little bit towards the ceiling so as to evoke a possibility of a spine that elongates. At the same time, liquefy your arms and your legs. Make them liquid. They're running rivers. Feel the top of the head is caressing the ceiling, pushing the ceiling. Literally push the head, so the chin a little bit down so that the back of the neck is caressing the space behind. It's the correct position. Let the body find the correct position. Make sure that the hips and sits bones are not fighting the earth. And then don't push anymore. Just empty the whole body of its weight in all directions. The arms, the legs, the spine, the face, just do your best. The breath. Be very patient with those layers of density and tension. There are many layers. They don't have to go. You just let them come, and as they come, they're seen to be made out of openness at some point. Slowly let the torso, very, very slow, don't even do it. Witness it, the torso turning towards the left. Your hands placed on your left thigh or your left knee, one on top of the other. And then drop the shoulders again, drop the palms, drop the legs, top of the head. Caressing the ceiling, feel the top of the head caressing the ceiling without moving the torso, the the head turns towards the right. But you don't do it because you're basking as the openness. Very slow, I'm not halfway there yet, wherever there is. Head to the right, torso to the left. I am free of directions. Feel the whole body, one global sensation. Now the head floats back. But you have no knowledge of a head. You have just a ripple of sensation. An openness. That's all you have. Maybe other feelings. And now the torso and the head, they're one cloud-like sensation moving towards the right side. Let it be as weightless as it possibly can. More. The tips of the fingers find the texture of your clothes. Palms of the hands find one another. Temperature. I know that we can release the shoulders more. The breath. Whatever is held in the heart area and the throat area, the feelings. They need the channels of our bodies to move out. Whatever emotion, sadness, fear, grief, they need the pathways that our bodies are to move. Feel your arms can be a pathway for whatever is held in your chest. You don't have to think what it is, just let it move. And now the head. But it isn't a head, it's just a ripple of sensation flowing towards the left. Feel that feeling of living behind the eyes, behind the face. Don't try to get rid of the feeling, but see that that feeling has been perceived, is perceived. Is known. It's known just as the sound of this voice is known. It's not the back of your eyes that is knowing the sound of this voice. Sensation of the back of your face and the sound of this voice are arising and known in the same openness, unlocated. No need to get rid of anything. Quite the opposite. Let things arise fully. That localization in the head, let it arise fully. Let it just be. It's not a problem. Now the head floats towards the right side. Don't do it. Be the openness, tasting. All the little jerky sensations in the neck and the throat and the, let them come, let them bubble up. into the friendliness that surrounds every sensation, the welcoming. It's not dead, it's not cold. It's pure love, in fact, that surrounds every experience. But really recognize it on a tactile level, if it's possible. Torso comes back. Sensation, ripple moving in warmth and friendliness. What's happening with the breath? Let your elbows open, right and left, like you're unfolding your wings, and then trace a circle with your elbows. That ripples up through to the shoulders, so it's the elbows and the shoulders tracing a circle. Your hands are completely passive. Now, to begin with, you do it, but now feel that you don't do it. No mover, just a sensation. See how you have to slow it down. And you have to reestablish yourself as this open field. Yes, now the direction changes. Keep purifying the movement of the mover. In my case, it means a slowing down. A surrendering and openness, something in the heart. Yes, and then let your wings fold back again, but let it happen slowly. Where do they want to go, the arms? How do they fold? Where do they go? Let them disappear. And now neck rolls, slowly. Don't do it. Welcome all the layers. But when I say that, it suggests that welcoming is a doing. No, see that all the layers are effortlessly welcomed in you. Right this moment, like the sound of this voice. Direction changes. Be the openness. Yes, the head comes back slowly. Let it come back without you taking it back. Feel the whole body. Feel Feel the borders of the body. Can you feel the borders of the body? Maybe they're a little bit more fuzzy now. And if that's the case, make them even fuzzier. Feel that you can't really know with your direct sensing where the body ends and the space beyond the body begins. With your eyes closed, enjoy that. The body loves relaxing. The skin of the body loves opening its pores and connecting with the space, with the air, with the earth. After all, they're siblings, the body, the earth, the space. They're so closely connected. Feel the skin of your face touching the space beyond it. Feel your lips touching the space, very sensuous, very friendly. Upper lip. Let it expand. Lower lip. Tingling of the surface of the face. Let it happen. Cacophony of sensation. Of tingling sensations, not dense cacophony, light cacophony. Feel your right arm and slowly let the sensation of the right arm guide the physical arm as it moves into the space in front. Long, long, long arm. Why not? If your eyes are closed, you don't know how long your arm is. Let it extend. Let your fingertips touch the wall in front. Resting that right arm. Fingertips very alive, each fingertip. What's happening with the right shoulder, with the breath, with the legs, with the earth, with the space, with God. Feel the right arm pulled by little angels, so it's completely effortless towards the ceiling. Long fingertips, not dead fingertips, long. Little angels at each fingertip flying towards the ceiling. Pushing the ceiling with the fingertips, touching the ceiling. Welcome the intensity, welcome the layers. No psychology, feel that right armpit is shining a light into the space in front. Left arm floats up. Lifted by a cushion of air, so there's no effort. Long left arm touching the wall in front. Breath is free. Surrender the posture. Feel the whole body. Don't live in it. Let it live in you. For no reason. Let it just radiate in you. Now slowly let the left arm float up, little angels. Right arm floats down to the horizontal. It's resting on a deflating cushion of air. So there's nothing to do. Just to enjoy. Let it find its perfection, this posture, meaning empty it of any unnecessary tension. Empty the body of anything that is held that can be surrendered to the altar. And then just be the openness, enjoying this. Yes, now the right arm floats up to the ceiling. Back of the neck, licking the space behind. Welcome the burning in the shoulders, two little fires in the shoulders. Let the fire expand, the palms of the hands facing one another. Ball of energy between the palms. Feel very tactile feeling between the palms. You can push one palm towards the other. Massaging that ball. Now the torso turns very, very slow, just a few millimeters maybe to the left. Don't let the doer take charge. Keep dissolving the doer. Stay right at the threshold. But you welcome the intensity. Intensity does not equal doer or mover. Intensity equals life. Let that intensity, let it be. It's a good sign. You're alive. Your body's alive. Now the torso to the right. Not a mechanical body. Long fingertips, empty shoulders. Yes, torso back to the center. And then slowly the wings opening right and left, big wings. From the center of the torso, they're opening. Feel they're immense, these wings. You're touching the walls, going through the walls right and left. All the way down. And then just let the body be moved. Sitting, standing, whatever feels right, slow, fast. But start slow. Start just by listening to the currents that are already moving in the body. There might be energy currents or emotional currents. Very physical currents. Just let it impose itself. You don't have to think about it. You allow the hands, the heads, the torso, the belly, the sexual area, the pelvis, the legs, the feet, the earth and the space. Everything is partaking in this dance, in this movement. The there might be no movement. There might be big movement. Trust the feelings. And if there's a I can't do this, this is stupid kind of a feeling, or I don't know, or I'm thinking, see if that has a movement. Just be playful. Now we're giving space for expression. So in a way, we become the actor again. We become the actor, but an actor that we don't have any idea what the costume is. We discover it moment by moment. Trusting your hands and touch and the rhythms that may arise, the quickenings. Don't push an emotion or a feeling into motion, but if there is a natural expression of a feeling, give it your body to be sculpted. And your voice as well, if your voice is summoned, no arguing, give your voice, give your hair, give your nails, give your teeth, give whatever is being asked for. Feel that now that which asks is that which creates at every moment. And feel that the layers, the shady layers of your experience, the unknown, irrational, darker areas, so to speak. The places that don't have a name, let them somehow be channeled by this movement. This is not a moment for the thinking, reasoning mind. Trust another kind of intelligence. This takes time, by the way, so just play. Sometimes we have to go through a threshold, and it helps to imagine something, imagine being on psychedelics, or imagine being an intuitive, mystic mover, or one of those oracles in ancient Greece, those women who got it, who went into trance. You know, just find your, renew, reconnect with that kind of intelligence. We all have it, but we've lost it. Yes. And it's not agenda driven, it's for no reason, it's for life itself. It's an honoring of life herself. Life honoring herself. And life is multifaceted. Life moves in many ways, right? Trust it. Give it a chance. Yes, beautiful. One day soon we'll have a retreat and we'll do lots of this. For longer times. But for now, gently feel the call of stillness and let movement return to stillness. But again, don't do it. See how that happens, or is it more that movement transmutes into stillness? I don't know, just explore. Welcoming once again the body, the cloud-like body. The body when it returns to openness. Surrender the weight. Recognize with your tactile sense that there isn't a need to defend or to locate yourself in the body, even that the sweetness, friendliness under the body, around the body, permeates the body. Permeates whatever layers are here. And there might be heavy layers. Sometimes there are heavy layers, heavy feelings. But if there are heavy feelings, and I'm suggesting cloud-like, but I'm not suggesting repressing or transmuting or pushing feelings away. So how can a heavy feeling also have its more vibrational or energy or light body, even if it's a heavy feeling? Can it be subtle and connected to the all around? In other words, not to protect the heavy feelings with an armoring. Just feel the totality, the globality of the body again. And the breath. And the sound of this voice and anything else that has been perceived, just welcome the totality of experience. Or I should say, just we stop focusing on the body. We just are with whatever is here, moment by moment. But more importantly, we are one with ourselves. We know ourselves. Simply because we are ourself. No effort needed. All is well. Don't do anything. Thank you. Take your time opening your eyes. Having a look at who's in the shrine. I'm having a look. Thank you very much for sharing the meditation with me. Let's see, we have 20 minutes. So it's not a lot of time, but if anybody wants to share or ask something, feel free to wave. Maybe try to make it succinct. And there's no obligations. We can stay quiet. Hi, Leslie and Emma Jane. I said hello as people came in earlier, but I didn't see you guys. So just wave if you want to say something. Stephen, you can unmute yourself. I think. Hi there.
Well, I'm just curious what it feels like to speak. It just coming from this openness or emptiness, not really knowing what I'm going to say or even where the voice is coming from exactly. I just wanted to see what it would be like to actually kind of express myself or whatever this is.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know exactly. It just feels pretty open, pretty spacious. And I can see that there's something sensible being said, but I can't really find who's saying it. Just thought I'd make that comment and try that.
No, it's nice to, I think, to, you know, just as we were letting movement come and exploring that border between being the mover, you know, the agent, the usual agent, and that place where that loosens. I mean, we never, you know, when we talk, we reform as the person, Steve and Ellen, but it can, we don't have to place to explore. Yeah. What happens if I let the words come unplanned and even the sound of my voice? Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for
just an experiment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Was that a wave, Sophia? Yeah. Can you unmute yourself?
Yeah. Hi. Thank
Hi.
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah. In exploring the body or... there's a lot of fear now, in my experience. I just wanted to place it here.
Yeah. It's received, Sophia. You know you don't have to do anything with it, right? And
yeah.
you know that even that, I know that the label is important to some extent, but then at another moment you can let that go too.
Yeah. It was interesting what you said about the intensity being a sign of aliveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was very important for me.
So. Yes. I think some of us we're frightened of big feelings.
Yeah.
Early on in life, we had big feelings and they were labeled and we were little and they were big. And it stayed like that. And we don't realize that some feelings are big, but we're big now. We've discovered how big we are. So then, you know, it's still fear. But then if you really stay with it, it becomes this intense wave, you know, especially if you're exploring it from the point of view of openness. So the story that is associated with the fear is not really relevant at that moment.
Yeah.
Then when you name it fear, you're back more in a more contracted place. And it's going to happen to all of us. But don't forget the openness that you can reach into, relax into, where then fear also is allowed to relax and become more of a alive, intense ripple. Just give yourself permission to begin to see this kind of contraction, relaxation, and that, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to say it again. I do that. I say it and then I say it again. Was that clear enough, Sophia?
Yeah, it's good that you said it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take it easy. We hear you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was that a wave, Ben? Or a yell? No. Just a snuggle. Okay. I feel the quality of everybody's presence very touching. Thank you. I mean, I thank you on behalf of all of us. Mark, I'm not sure I'm going to let you speak, Mark. No, I'm kidding. Can you unmute yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Hi, Dan. I liked what you just said. When we were little, we had big feelings. Now we're big. And I don't really have anything very interesting to say about it, but it felt like it hit the spot.
Yeah.
It's just like so much defending. I mentioned before my situation with my mom here. She's actually not here right now. She's being evaluated. So I'm in the house without her. You know, she has dementia. So
I know.
There's a constant grinding. And it's not here, and just realizing that there's a spaciousness that I haven't been experiencing for a few months, because I've been allowing the smallness, the idea of smallness, to, I can't feel that. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like,
well, I know, because when my dad died and I was with my mom, any hope of feeling the spaciousness was obliterated for a while.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes, you know, life just does that, and so be it. But then you somehow you taste it again. And
I felt very relaxed during this today. It was like
mm-hmm.
almost like I could fall asleep into the things.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that for a change.
Probably need a good rest, actually, Mark.
Yeah, well,
and in stressful times, I think we have to cultivate this understanding, because we do, we do tend to have that habit of contraction and defending.
That's why I come to the shrine.
Come to the shrine. We like to have you here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe it's time for a poem. Is there anybody else who would like to say something before we go to our poetess in residence? No. Okay. Do you have something for us, Coco?
Hi. You said the substance of the body is openness, and that's it's perfect, Ellen, and beautiful, because, you know, it's just beautiful. I had one poem picked out, but it changed, of course. So why that's so beautiful is because, you know, how you name all of our particular elements, our eyes and our everything. And certainly naming something can limit it or constrain it. But really, if you go in and in, even like in the openness, there's an infinitude. It's, you know, and I see that way with, it's that way with thought too. Thought does not, the essence of thought, the substance of thought is openness. No. Anyway, this poem is good. It's called Because Even the Word Obstacle is an Obstacle. But actually, names do not have to become obstacles. That's actually what I was feeling. It's beautiful. You can know it more deeply. Something, anything. Because even the word obstacle is an obstacle. Try to love everything that gets in your way. The Chinese woman in flowered bathing caps murmuring together in Mandarin and doing leg exercises in your lane while you execute 36 furious laps, one for every item on your to-do list. Wait. Try to love everything that gets in your way. The Chinese women in flowered bathing caps murmuring together in Mandarin and doing leg exercises in your lane while you execute 36 furious laps, one for every item on your to-do list. The heavy-bellied man who goes thrashing through the water like a horse with a harpoon stuck in its side and whose breathless tsunamis rock you from your course. Teachers all, learn to be small and swim past obstacles like a minnow without grudges or memory. Dart toward your goal, sperm to egg, thinking obstacle is another obstacle. Try to love the teenage girl lounging against the ladder, showing off her new tattoo. Sa vie est la mienne. This life is mine. In thick blue-black letters on her ivory instep. Be glad she'll have that to look at the rest of her life and keep going. Swim by an uncle in the lane next to yours who is teaching his nephew how to hold his breath underwater, even though kids aren't supposed to be in the pool at this hour. Someday, years from now, this boy who is kicking and flailing in the exact place you want to touch and turn may be a young man at a wedding on a boat, raising his champagne glass in a toast when a huge wave hits, washing everyone overboard. He'll come up coughing and spitting like he is now, but he'll come up like a cork, alive. So your moment of impatience must bow in service to the larger story, because if something is in your way, it is going your way, the way of all beings, toward darkness, toward light. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Can I just do one little one more?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Ellen, because this is the one I was first going to read. That other one, who knows? This one, oh, that poem, by the way, well, I'll send who wrote it. I can't go back there now, but I will send it to you.
Okay.
But this one is from I have heard his name, but I think this man is named John Brehm, and the poem is called Landscape Survey. And what about this boulder knocked off the mountaintop and tumbled down 1,000 years ago to lodge against the stream bank? Does it waste itself with worry about how things are going to turn out? Does the current slicing around it stop itself midstream because it can't get past all it's left behind back at the source or up in the clouds where its waters first fell to earth? And these trees, would they double over and clutch themselves or lash out furiously if they were to discover what the other trees really thought of them? Would the wind reascend into the sky forever like an indrawn breath if it knew it was fated simply to sweep the earth of windlessness, to touch everything and keep nothing and be beheld by no one?
Beautiful. Well, I'm glad you read the second one too, Coco.
And from St. Francis, or from Francis, just, such love does the sky now pour that whenever I stand in a field, I have to ring out the light when I get home.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're such a sweetheart, Coco. I love how you read that first poem and change, and it was kind of funny and different. Anyway, everyone, thanks so much. Shall we unmute everybody? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blah, 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 blah.
Dear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
See you again. Hi, Leslie
Tuckman. Hello there, Ellen Emmett.
Missed you.
Yeah, I miss all of you. I really would love to connect now, physically. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's bell. All right.
Good. Was that Leslie Tuckman?
Yes. Who's?
Did the calendar survive?
Who's that?
Good.
Did the what survive?
Ordered these beautiful Chinese calendars and they didn't come forever, and then finally they show up, but the envelope is all soaking wet and tattered. So Jim just asked me if they survived, and the calendars are perfect.
I thought there was a dialogue between two of you in the meeting.
Yeah, my name.
All right, I'm gonna turn up. I'll leave the thing on so you guys can chit chat if you want. See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Mark.
Thanks, Coco, for your poem. Hi. It was exactly the one that Kay recited on my birthday.
Oh, Mary, your birthday.
Yeah.
It was lovely. I'm glad.
And that was the poem she recited.
Which one? The obstacle one?
The obstacle one.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's just so beautiful. So when you start reciting, yes, it's like having my birthday all over again.
That's so funny. Well, I'm glad you had a lovely birthday.
Thank you. And I hope you had the lovely time with your young man.
You know, it was really very sweet. I think he did have a good birthday, actually. We went on a walk and it was just, yeah, it was the right thing. So
it was his birthday too.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
The young man is Jim. The young man is Jim.
No, no. The son of Jim's drumming teacher, his djembe teacher. Wow, Ursi, you're just like bathed in light. It's something.
I love the sun.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Come to California.
Well, you know, it was raining so much here, and now the sun has just come out so beautifully. But So anyway, I made him those cupcakes and he just, his mom is in China. I don't even know if he talked to her. You know, I don't know what the story is there, but it was just, you know, how you just know. Anyway, it was lovely and natural and good. So.
I'm so glad you made that decision. It was exactly perfect for what was supposed to happen. Lovely.
So, all right. See you later.
Hey, bye, everybody. Thank you.
All right, dear. Bye. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.